came out with the team at 70-odd for three. What was your thinking?
Yeah, I guess I find myself in a new role within the team in the middle order, so probably a bit inexperienced, but I just wanted to try build a partnership with Amy. She's a great person to bat with and really positive, so that was our initial plan. And then I guess I got to bat with my girlfriend Rebecca, so that's always nice. Very calming and cool influence out there.
I was going to ask you about batting with Rebecca. Don't worry, we won't keep you out here for too long, but does it feel like when you two are out there batting in the middle, like it's just like batting in club cricket?
Yeah, I guess it definitely gives you that confidence. We know each other's game really well, which definitely helps, and I guess know what options are right for each other at the right time. So I think we also have a bit of fun, which kind of calms the nerves at times.
Was 250 the kind of total you were looking to aim for?
Yeah, I think we were happy enough with the total, potentially maybe a few more if possible, but we knew that if we bowled well, we could defend it, and our bowlers did really well out there to, I guess, stick with it and then come take some good wickets at the end.
Okay, well, congratulations. Thank you so much, Leah Poole, player of the match. Finally, we have our third captain of the series. It's Orla Prendergast from Ireland, the winning captain, to come and join me. Orla, you're getting used to coming up and joining me up here. Congratulations on the win. 255 when you went in at the half time. Did you think that was enough?
Yeah, definitely. I think we know that they've got a lot of big wickets up the top of the order, but there's definitely weaknesses there in the middle order that we could expose, and thankfully we did today. Yeah, there was definitely some good partnerships out there for them. So, yeah, it was obviously such a tight game throughout. But yeah, we really stuck at it and thankfully came away with the win.
They had a really dominant partnership. Dalari and Samar Vikramat were out in the middle. How did you keep the girls up and believing that they could make the breakthrough and then eventually get the win?
Yeah, I think we had two young spinners there, Freya and Amy, built a lot of that partnership, so fair play to them. That's not an easy job. And I think they were challenging the whole time, really. So, yeah, it was great to have them bowling in tandem together. And, yeah, I suppose we knew that just one big wicket would be right back in it. So it's a case of trying to keep the energy, keep encouraging, and yeah, stick at it.
We spoke the other day about how it's different players who are performing in each game. We've had Gabby Lewis kind of winning one game for you, then yourself scoring the century and taking 3 wickets today. It was Leah Poole and Rebecca Stogel with the bat in hand. It's just a really exciting Irish team.
So exciting, yeah. The depth that we've created over the last few years is huge. And yeah, I suppose it's just shown through the different performances we've had, which is so exciting. And yeah, Leah was incredible today. Her and Reb's partnership is obviously game changing there. So yeah, different players stepping up each game is huge.
Finally, first time captaining Ireland, how did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's hard not to enjoy it when we play like that and come away with a win. Yeah, it comes with a lot of challenges and different things I haven't done in the past, but yeah, look, great experience for me.
Okay, well, congratulations. Enjoy the celebrations again. Second win in the series and a series victory. Orla Prendergast of Ireland.